We take a walk. The sun is shining down.
Friday is upon us.
Again.
Yes, amazing, isn't it? It's the, where are we here? It looks like the 2nd of August, is it not?
It is.
It is.
Last time I checked.
Friday the 2nd. When did you check? When's the last time you checked?
Yesterday, it was the 1st.
Good to you, Jennifer.
So Jennifer, it's my educated guess that today is the 2nd.
She has it together. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler can't hear us today, Michael. Really?
Why? I want to check that out.
I heard him fine a few minutes ago.
We just had a little trouble.
Ah, we can't get too lost in that. Speaking of Lost, which is a television program a lot of people like, but not as much as people like 24.
Did you get my email about Chloe?
24.
I knew you'd be happy.
Michael, you waiting for, what are you waiting for?
24.
Christmas?
You're telling me you're dying.
Yes.
Oh, no, child, don't die.
A day.
No.
Maybe two.
No.
I've been taking this anti-seizure medicine to keep me on my feet.
No.
It's been working so far.
God.
Chloe, it's all right. I've accepted it.
What was that cheesy music?
My daughter's husband learning how to play the piano. That's what it sounded like.
Boom, boom, boom.
24, the musical.
Yeah, right. Well, who did a... There's a musical. Channing Tatum has a musical operating on Broadway.
Yeah.
For his... that
Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Totally want to see that. That's in my must-view list.
If you can make a musical out of that, you ought to be able to make a musical out of 24. Anything's possible.
Jack. Good Lord. Jack.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, the point is, I was like, Michael and I have built this up to a crescendo, and I have a punctuation, and the punctuation is supposed to be the audio. He's there.
He was checking on Ken's well-being, I think.
I know he was. Okay, so Kenny's fine. Chloe's back. Mary Lynn Ricecobb, who played Chloe, will be... Yeah, you couldn't have 24 without the two of them together.
No, Jack and Chloe are the must.
Would not work. So 24 returns next year, and Chloe is a part of it. So that's kind of a cool thing. She's been... she and I became friends when we went on that trip to Israel. I like her a lot. I just sent her an email, as a matter of fact, congratulating her.
Finally, would be my email.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
I need you.
Well, the last time I emailed her, actually, it was with regard to the movie. And she came back. She said to me, I said, have you heard anything? She said, no. And I said, what do you think is going to happen? She said, can you imagine a 24 movie without me? I said, no. But they hadn't talked to her about it.
Oh,
at all.
Strange.
Yeah,
it's really strange. I think my favorite season of 24 is when she was around, and then Bill was the head of CTU, and Edgar was there, and, you know.
Right. All dead.
All dead.
Everybody get wiped out except for the two of them.
It's right, about now, the only thing you can count on with 24.
Yeah, the two of them.
At some point, you will die.
Right. Oh, I see. Yeah, right. So other star-struck news, Jamie Lee Curtis taken to a hospital after getting into a car crash in Venice. Now, I'm trying to figure... Where in Venice, unless it's the 90, you could work up enough steam to get into a car crash.
I know, and they said it was a pretty severe one.
Yeah. She called Jody Foster after the accident. Jody must live in Venice because she was there on the scene before the ambulance got there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was taken to the hospital, and she was okay. But I just knowing Venice is the next town down from Santa Monica where I am, I'm trying to... I mean, there's none of the surface streets you're going to work up enough. You can't on Lincoln, you can't on any of those places get up enough steam to get into a serious accident. So I'm guessing it was on the 90. How about that? You want to see if you can check the local papers for that, Jennifer, would
sure.
you please?
I'll do a little research.
Meanwhile, Jennifer Aniston talking about her desire to become a mother.
Uh-oh.
She's 44. And now she's taking these fertility treatments so she can get pregnant. That's got to be dicey, right? She wants to be pregnant before her birthday next February.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a new movie called Squirrels to the Nuts. That'll be another quality.
Is she doing a lot of weird movies lately or what?
So
she's
kind of
doing the Johnny Depp model. Cha-ching, cash women.
What do mothers who are listening right now, what do women think, working women, about these fertility treatments? Never mind as they apply to Jennifer Aniston, but just in general, at 44, 45, 46 years of age.
I've lots of friends that have used them.
At this age?
Yeah, almost. Really? I had a friend that did it at 42, so close enough.
Yeah. Megan, who is in her late 30s, my daughter Megan, As we found out, and I'm going to California, what is it, next week? When is the 15th? 2 weeks from yesterday, I think.
Right.
She's having an operation to remove a large tumor from her uterus. Sammy, this is not too much information. A lot of women apparently have this problem. Every woman in my family has had this problem, and so we theorize, we don't know, that my mother probably had the same problem. And
Didn't know about it.
Now, you know, I remember, I don't know what caused it, and I don't want to get overly absorbed in this. My mother was a really bad alcoholic, and she didn't have a pot, but she had a now that I think about it, sort of a bulge in that area. And if the tumor gets big enough, you can see it. Most women, yeah.
That's actually, you know, it's interesting because I disclosed to you that I have these kind of issues. I haven't had a tumor, but I have these cysts that I have to deal with.
Right.
And my grandmother too. Even though when she was in a nursing home for years because she had a stroke, she ended up dying from a uterine cancer. And
well, fortunately,
what do you do? I mean, it's like, here's the thing with, you know.
What do you do? You mean, what are you worried about? Is that what you're saying?
What do you do when you're, you know, almost 90 and you've had a stroke and they don't want to put you through the stuff that, you know, chemo and all that?
You'd rather die of that.
Right. But her stomach, just to agree with you about your mom, her stomach started to distend quite a bit.
Well.
And that's how I even asked, because the doctor didn't even tell us, really. And then at the end, I said, hey, I kind of need to know what happened. Could you tell me so I can be on alert?
Yep.
And that's when, you know, they said that it was that type of cancer that just kept growing and they didn't really want to do anything about it.
Well, there are two types of these tumors. One of them is cancerous. The other is a fibroid.
Right.
And fortunately, in my family, the fibroid is
the
one
that's the better kind to have, for sure.
Yeah, if you're going to have them. Older sister had one. Her daughter had one. My daughter has one. And there was one other one someplace. I'm trying to remember where it was. But at any rate, my mother's an only child. I'm going to bet. Well, I don't know. I'm going to bet that. I don't know why I'm betting, because it doesn't make any difference at this point, that it came from her father's side, not her mother's side. Just what I remember about my grandmother. At any rate, the point isn't of all the family tree here. The point is that these things are a part of the reason that women can't get pregnant. That's been Megan's problem, and she didn't know it. She'd been married for a couple of years, and they thought they were going to have a child. The idea, the plan was to have a child so that Tony could be involved in the care of the child when Megan continued to work. But with Tony's passing, that all kind of stopped.
Now it's up to you.
Yeah, well, that's what Megan said. Megan wants me to move to California.
You move and you become Gramp.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm not going to do that. I couldn't imagine not being involved in farming in some way, shape, or form.
California, gosh, get a nice little place in Ojai, you'd be in great shape.
How far is Ojai, though?
Not very far.
Really?
It's an hour.
An hour north?
From LA proper.
Northeast.
North.
Northeast.
Northeast.
Why have I never been there? Where is it from? If I go up to Santa Barbara,
it's
obviously
before, way before Santa Barbara. It's before Ventura and before Oxnard.
Is it on the coast?
It's right after Simi Valley, pretty much.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. It's kind of in between. It's the stretch of land in between, like, Valencia and Simi Valley.
But are there cows? Who's got cows up
there? Oh, yeah. There are cows. There's tons of agriculture.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm interested. I'm going to do something to curb or cut back on the scale of the operation that I have here, because it ties me up too much.
You would love it out there. It's great. They have, like, honey farms. They have regular agro-business. I mean, you'd love it.
Well, there's part of me, I'm probably, to put all the cards on the table, a little apprehensive about moving away from the town. Tony used to say that my umbilical cord was too short to move out of Framingham. So I sort of want to have the connection here, and I don't know why. There's a lot of farming that I would like to still do here. But I am being pulled, I think, a little to the West Coast. I feel it. And so we'll see what happens. At any rate, the Good Day program with the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about, the important stories of the day, things that you ought to think about doing when it comes to hygiene are part of the focus here. You've heard me talk a lot about the opportunity that presents itself when you really want to whiten your teeth and you're so darn frustrated by the horrors of dealing with toothpaste that has sand in it. or bleaches in toothpaste, or those trays that you stick in your mouth that are just horrible. Oh, God. I know a lot of people have tried the trays and the strips, too. Sit on your teeth for 60 minutes. You have a busy life. So think about this. The concept of 5 minutes to remove the stains from your teeth. That's right. Power Swabs guarantees to get your teeth 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes. 6 shades whiter in 7 days. It works on natural surfaces and the false surfaces as well, the crowns, the veneers, bonding, all that stuff. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested, Power Swabs uses only naturally derived ingredients from coconut oil to clean your teeth. And so now that white smile becomes very, very, very obtainable. Call now 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Risk-free, your 5-minute solution to whiter teeth. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602. This is something that you don't want to pass up, especially when you find out how easy it is to make those teeth look the way you want them to look. White teeth, 5 minutes away. Use Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $169 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $2.96. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Hurry! Our hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live? Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store. Like exclusive Shure white microphones, $39. Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic, 74% off list, $89. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Tama, Zildjian, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
All right, money on the line. Leftover money from the prize package that we have for the Dream Big America contest. I'm going to bet $100 that nobody can figure out what Jack McCall did to make history on this day. If you can, it's worth $100 in cash. 888-3-
Are we allowed to play?
02-3684. No, but I'll send you $100 just so you're a good kid. I'm betting $100 that nobody can
don't
figure out.
Don't ruin my contest is what you're giving me.
Jack, that's exactly right. Jack, what did he do to make history in this day? 888-302-DOUG.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered Barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The contestants last night on, and the winner is Betty. This actually, I've said this before. I'm a fan of this approach. I didn't watch any television last night because I was at the western part of the state until late. But I like Nick Lachey. He's a very likable guy anyway. And the way they handle this is kind of like, let's make a deal for new singers. And they put different increments of $10,000 a piece, I think, isn't it? $10,000 for the first round, $20,000, $30,000.
They can keep earning more and more.
Right. Or, well,
or they lose it.
You have a, there are 101 people who are judging the contestants. And the in this circumstance, a lady named Vanessa Echevarria was up against Andy McQueen. And they were given the opportunity to take $10,000. Neither of them did that. And I guess that's what you can do in the first round. And if, well, I mean, you can do it any round. But if you're smart and you don't think you're as good as the other person, you take the money. I've seen it happen both ways. People taking money and they were fortunate to take the money because they were going to lose the next round. Or people who've taken the money and they were going on to the next round and So they counted themselves short. At any rate, that's the idea. I hope that's, is that not confusing?
I think I got it, kind of.
All right, good, thank you. 888-302-3684 as we continue to look for the reason that Jack McCall is in the historical news on this date, worth $100 to somebody who figures it out. Meanwhile, on the late night show, some fun here as we normally have at this point in the hour, in this hour, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, and David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon when they're available.
Major League Baseball said that Friday it will announce which players it's penalizing for steroid use. So far, the rumor is all of them. Every single guy. Every single guy. Speaking of sports, an NFL player is in big trouble for making a comment at a country music concert that is offensive to black people. Yeah, his comment was, I enjoy country music. A fast food worker walked off the job in seven cities all across the country this week in a campaign for higher wages and the right to unionize. This strike was a wake-up call to millions of Americans who found themselves scrambling for other ass-enlarging alternatives. You know, suddenly. Well, speaking of that, Carl's Jr. has a new Pop-Tart ice cream sandwich.
It's ice cream between two Pop-Tarts, or as diabetics call it, a delicious suicide pill. That's what it is.
Here's an idea about how quickly time goes by. You know what happened while you were coming? Lindsay Lohan got out of rehab.
Oh.
She's been in rehab for at least three months, ladies and gentlemen, and she wants to move to New York City. What could possibly go wrong? What could... Gentlemen, start your blenders. Here we go. Authorities are advising citizens to stay indoors. Lindsay Lohan has been in rehab. This is her sixth visit. You know what that means? The next one's free.
The Winter Olympics are around the corner. I'm psyched about the Winter Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Forget this. They take place in Russia this year, and the Russians are saying that Olympic athletes will have to follow the country's new anti-gay laws in order to compete in the games.
Ooh.
In other words, the men's figure skating is going to suck this year. Awful.
All right. I think the best one is always Jay Leno. I always laugh most of his stuff. All right, so the 2020 history quiz question is basically a bet. And I shouldn't have done this maybe because it's kind of negative. I'd rather say, okay, for the first person that comes up with who Jack McCall is and how he is important to history, you'll get $100. Maybe that's a better way of putting it.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3:00 in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. In his economic speeches, President Obama is now saying that a middle-out economic approach is far better for growth than a winner-take-all, trickle-down conservative approach. That right?
Even during the Reagan administration, when conservatism was at a fever pitch, there was a recession. And the Reagan administration actually spent its way out of that recession. We know that austerity and simply slashing everything doesn't produce broad growth and prosperity. You do have to grow it from the middle out.
I think that the Republicans have to try to get back the high ground on economics. And I do believe that the Republicans, after 2000, really bungled the image of conservatism and republicanism. No Child Left Behind, Medicare Part D, the General Motors bailout, TARP, those were all Republican ideas that weren't exactly small.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs to show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why smart patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Sunshine, move ahead. Let's get onto the highway of conversation this Friday.
People,
listen up.
When I sound like Rush Limbaugh bothers me, you people.
No, never say you people, but if you say, hey, people.
Hey, folks.
That's okay.
By the way, speaking of Limbaugh, yesterday was his 25th anniversary, like mine is on October 11th or 8th, mm-hmm. or whatever the heck it is. Rush started on August 1st, 1988, the starting gun for his radio program. And basically, I think we all agree that Limbaugh changed the face of what was on the AM band and the face of talk radio. I remember when he came to WABC in New York from the station in Sacramento, KFBK, that he was on. Very good friend of mine found him, in essence, and put him together with his mentor, Ed McLaughlin, and that's where the EFB, what do they call it? EIB, a network was started. It was just, you know, kind of silly stuff. But they made McLaughlin, Ed McLaughlin, was sort of like a father figure to Limbaugh, had worked for ABC for a long time, and he wanted to do. He knew he could syndicate some really good talent and that talk radio was ready for it. And so now, as they say, it's ancient history. I didn't know what to make of Limbaugh at the time. I was working in Cincinnati, and he came on the station that I was on. He was on before I was, when he was only doing 2 hours. I was on from 2 to 6. He was on from noon until 2. And then he came to the station, and I became friends with him, and I shepherded him around. I spent basically 2 days with him. And, you know, you knew, you got the feel. He was serious about what he was doing. The program first started locally in New York. It was interesting because this guy who had run ABC, part of his deal, Jennifer and Kenny, when he left, was he was given the opportunity to have a host on their flagship station in New York for a couple of hours. And also they gave him network time, figuring that he'd never be able to come up with anything. So he got all this stuff for free.
Right.
And it started.
It's funny how radio was so different back then.
Yeah, right, exactly. So he was on WABC with a local program from 10 until noon, and then he did the national thing from noon until 2.
It is, as I say, a great story in entrepreneurialism as far as I'm concerned. And we all hold a big debt of gratitude, whether you agree with Limbaugh or not, or you like his style or not.
He was a trailblazer.
He certainly was. Yep, absolutely. So congratulations to him on the 25th anniversary. I wonder if he'll say that about me on my 25th anniversary, because he's number one in terms of syndication seniority. This year we had a few retirements, and so he's on the top of the totem pole, and I'm number two in terms of longevity. It's neat to be sort of in that company and to be able to have all of that that memory that I hold of him when he was in Cincinnati, but also all of the other things that have led to where we are now in the world of conversation radio. And it continues to grow and change as we, especially certain interests that people have that are not really being spoken to on the radio. And that's one of the reasons that Jennifer is here and Kenny is here and I'm here, to speak to the other part of the crowd that doesn't want politics, that just wants to know what's going on in the world, everything's safe. Here are our comments. These are colorful people. They're friendly folks. You like them. You get to know them. And that's why we're popular, especially in the smaller and medium market stations and communities around the country. It's nice to have that feel, because that's basically my core. I'm a farmer. I'm a grassroots kind of a guy, wants to be grounded. And I think even though I have what some people think are strange beliefs about certain things, it really comes down to me being really comfortable in my own skin and liking my life for the most part. Not everything is great, but for the most part, I like who I am and what I'm becoming. And I think if you stop, I think if you've listened to this program over the years, and a lot of people have, the folks that are in Palm Springs have been listening for a long, long time, pretty much since this program went on the air. And one example of many of the stations, I think there are a couple of dozen stations that have been on since almost the beginning of this. And you've heard me grow and you've grown. We never stay the same. We're not stagnant. We change and modify and become better, hopefully, at what it is we're doing. At least that's what my hope is for this thing, as it continues, gets better and better and better, because I have better people around me, like Kenny and Jennifer. Anyway, having said that, I, for whatever the reason, woke up this morning and decided, even though it seems kind of silly, why would I want to give away $100 to somebody?
Just because it's fun.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. All right. Here's the question.
Okay.
I said that I didn't think people would be able to figure out who Jack McCall was.
You bet against our friends, Dougie.
And what he did to make history on this day in 1876 was the year. All right? So let's see if we've got this figured out. Michael, don't get too carried away on the phone. I'm liable to do some crazy stuff. George, we'll start with you in Evansville, Indiana. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Well, sir. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
That's good. So who is Jack McCall?
He was a cowboy back in the old days, and he's the one who shot Wild Bill Hickok.
He was actually, well, let's see if everybody agrees. Hold on just a second. Don't go away. That's George. Now we're going to have Jill, who's in Laurel, Mississippi, answer the question. Hi, Jill. Welcome to Good Day. How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. Nice to hear from you. What is the answer to the question, who was Jack McCall?
He murdered Wild Bill Hickok.
All right, so there's two people who agree. Let's see if we can move on to a third person for the heck of it. Mary Lou, no relation to Mary Lynn, right, Mary Lou?
No, no.
Right. You're in Manhattan, Kansas, or Illinois? Where are you?
Illinois.
Where's Manhattan, Illinois?
A little bit south of Joliet.
Oh, okay, WGOL land, good for you. All right, so what's the history, the significance of Jack McCall?
He shot Wild Bill Hickok during a poker game.
How did you know that?
Google.
See, there she is. She knows how to use technology. Hold on, Mary Lou. Aaron is in Kingman, Arizona. Hi, Aaron. Hello, Aaron. This is Dougie. You know what? Aaron just lost an opportunity because I'm going to give everybody $100.
Oh,
they
my
all
gosh.
Are right.
So you're Aaron, feeling you were, so generous.
Aaron was really foolish.
Oh, I knew I should have called.
Aaron thought that somebody was going to get. You see, you got to be persistent. Don't give up. You never know what was going to happen or how it's going to happen. So let's see. We'll get to George. You're going to get $100. Is that okay?
That's great with me.
What are you going to?
What are you going to do with it?
What are you going to do with it?
Probably put in the bank like I do all my money.
All right, good for you, George. I need a loan. I'll call you back. Hold on just a second. Here's Jill in Laurel, Mississippi. What about it, Jill?
Oh, I'll probably save it.
You're going to save it. Save it for what?
I want someone to go out and blow it. Who's going to blow it?
All right, let's find out if Mary Lou will blow it. Mary Lou, you're going to blow the $100?
You know, I'd like to, but we're sponsoring a Make-A-Wish fundraiser on August 16th. So
really?
I think it's going to go to the Make-A-Wish.
You right. win.
So you know what? Make a note when you get Mary Lou's information, Michael, of that, and I'll give you another $100 for that cause. All right, Mary Lou?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And thanks to all of you.
Mary Lou just
very
swindled
nicely
you.
Done. Yeah. Oh, no.
There is no Make-A-Wish.
You know
Come
what?
On, Mary Lou.
I'll make the check out to Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, very smart.
How's that? Yeah, listen. No flies on me. Well, actually, there are a lot of flies on me. There are flies all over the place here. It's that time of year on the farm. Lots of flies. So anyway, with Wild Bill Hickok, his real name was James Butler Hickok. You knew that. Got gunned down by Jack McCall, who was a desperado in saloon number 10 at Deadwood in the Dakota Territory. It was August 2nd, 1876. Hickok was playing poker with his back to the door. McCall shot him in the back and was hanged for his trouble. He never told anybody why he did it. Hickok had been a Union Army spy for General Custer and had also been the marshal in Abilene, Kansas for a while. He was a very good shot. He was very good-looking. The women loved him. And he was quite the gambler, if you will. And so, anyway, that's how Wild Bill... Remember the... Who was the star? That's another good question. Who was the star of that television show, Wild Bill Hickok? Andy Devine played his sidekick. Who remembers... This is probably making us feel and sound old. The name of the guy, I can see him, but I can't remember his name, who starred as Wild Bill Hickok. You know, during the 50s and early 60s, mid-50s to early 60s, maybe mid-60s, there were a lot of these programs that were based on the real-life heroes of the West, like Wyatt Earp and Bat Masterson, those shows. And then they of course, in a way, serialized, and they built up the reputation. These guys were not always... Wyatt Earp was not a wonderful human being. Wild Bill Hickok wasn't a bad guy. And they were Bat Masterson. I mean, there were legends about them, and they, of course, Hollywood made them seem different than they really were. I can remember some of the themes. Hey, Wild... Jingles was the character played by Andy Devine. Hey, Wild Bill, wait for me! Probably nobody else in this room, this audio room, remembers even anything close to that.
But I like hearing you reenact it. That's fun.
And then Bat Masterson... when the West was very young, there lived a man named Masterson. That was the theme from the Batman. It's just Kenny's going to... He's about to lose it. So.
No, he's not.
Yes, he
not
is.
At all. It's Friday.
Yeah, it's right. Exactly. Who
do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's Friday. Yeah. All right. By the way, don't forget, speaking of Friday, every day we are doing these back-to-school tips. And what would be handy for you to do would be to go to facebook.com/gooddayshow and give us a tip, a back-to-school tip. We've published a number. I don't know if published is the right word, but we certainly have posted a number of them. And if you would like to share a back-to-school tip, we're going to give away some supplies from Office Max to the best tip of the week, I believe. Isn't that how that works, Kenny? I think it's how it works. Best tip of the week. Get some Office Max supplies. So if you have back-to-school tips, things that have been successful for you as you've gotten your children ready to go back to school in previous years or things you're working on this year that would be cool, share them with all of us. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Not a member yet? Not a problem. Shop Sam's Club during our open house, August 2nd through 4th. Everyone's invited to shop the club with no membership required. Come in and see how much you can save at our Sam's Club open house this weekend only. Sam's Club. Join and save. Because life is better when you're in the club.
musicians. It's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store. Like exclusive Shure White microphones, $39. BC Rich Mockingbird Electric, 63% off list, $399. Store anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Tama, Zildjian, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that, and for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. And I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitle, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has 2 maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as direct.
Running. Teachers are in the final sprint to prep their classrooms for back to school.
Let's get it started.
Let Office Max get you started and saving with all of our roll lamination at 50% off. Laminate name tags, flashcards, charts, whatever you need to last the year at our best price of the year.
Let's get it started.
Stock your classroom at Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 10th. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. And the answer to the question, Kenny's great at research. And I love these people. They're so candid. I just Googled it. Right, that's the way
that's the
world we're in.
The
way it is. Yep. Guy Madison starred as Wild Bill Hickok to Andy Devine's Jingles. And I don't know, that was a character that was created. Never was it Jingles that was around during Hickok's life. But you had, what did he say? You said something, Kenny, about what he said as the show opened each week.
Oh, I had to read it off the internet.
Prompter.
I don't have it in front of me.
That's right. I'm trying to remember. There was always a, hey, Wild Bill, wait for me. Anyway, romping into the past. Did I do the tag for Office Max. This week at Office Max, buy any school backpack and get all but a penny back in Max Perks rewards. Office Max, the hot deals are there. Restrictions apply to this deal. You can check it out at the store. And don't forget to send us your tips for back to school and get some Office Max paraphernalia. Best tip, I think, of the week. Richie's really the one who monitors these programs, and I don't think he'll be back. I spoke to him yesterday. He wasn't feeling particularly well at all. It was kind of weak and felt, ugh. But he said he'd be back next Monday, so that'll be cool. And then we'll get the winner for the back-to-school tips. But in the meantime, send them along, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Tips for helping out people, folks, children, parents, getting everybody ready to go back to school. I want to wash out my mouth with soap when I say that. Ugh, back to school. Aye, aye, aye.
Kids in Phoenix went yesterday.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
My friend posted her little boy online holding a little sign that says, first day one, first grade.
Oof. All right, from the news department, the latest on all these embassies and consulates around the Muslim world that are going to be closed on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Apparently there's some kind of unspecified threat. The State Department says that they are going to be cautious. They're taking caution. The folks are citing information indicating a threat to U.S. facilities overseas. Some diplomatic facilities may stay closed for more than a day. Officials say the threat was in the Muslim world, where Sunday is a work day,
And the embassies are all open anyway, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They don't want to tell any more stories about it because they don't want to give in, you know, they don't want to give up the information that they have in hopes that they catch people that might be perpetrators. 51 after on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at BlanketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlanketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
The juice continues here on the Good Day program. Hello to Cindy Warner, listening to us in Lake City, Florida.
How's your brother time?
It is. Time, oh, nice. Jennifer.
Sorry.
Got a cornball.
That was bad. That was stretching.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. It is stretching.
Can't help it.
Oh, it is Friday. We stretch.
Yes.
All right. So, but we don't, we do not skimp. We stretch, but we do not skimp. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Shelley Palmer, who's here pretty much every day at this time with an overview of something new, something unique, something you ought to know about with regard to technology. He's going to talk today about Verizon unveiling three, count them, one, two, three new Droid phones. Let's find out. We all think the iPhone is the cat's meow, but not so fast, says the folks at Droid and Verizon. Stand by for that here.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl. Gargantua loved pterodactyl.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, while Motorola's focus may be on its upcoming Moto X, Verizon unveiled three new phones last week in Motorola's new line of Droids. The $199 Droid Ultra, the $299 Droid Max, and the $99 Droid Mini will replace last year's line of Razr phones and are all major steps over those devices. All three phones have faster processors and faster GPUs, twice the RAM, and protective Kevlar backing. They also have touchless control, while the the $99 Droid Mini took some battery and performance sacrifices to keep its price point down, the $299 Droid Max features an almost unprecedented 48-hour battery life. Whether you want a phone that will last all weekend or you want to save a bit of money and go with one of the more inexpensive models, all three phones are available for pre-order and will ship on August 20th. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live. Look at the booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived. In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. This is your year. Sign up for Yahoo Fantasy Football and host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings. The league that eats together wins together.
All right, so now we move away from the focus on Droid phones to think out loud about landlines. How many here still have a landline? Kenny, you got a landline, right?
I do.
And Jennifer, you have a landline?
I do. I'm old school. That's how I rock it.
So here's what's going on with the phone companies. Because they are not making either as much money or not any money at all, a lot of the phone companies are not replacing landlines. Or if you move into a new neighborhood, they are refusing to put landlines in. So what happens to people like Robert Post, who's 85, has a pacemaker, needs to be checked once a month by phone? The copper wire that connected his home to the rest of the world is gone. Phone company says, forget it. We're not putting in a new line. What happens when you're in a storm like Sandy?
There has to be an app for that.
Well, but again, this guy's 85. Is he going to figure it out?
And they would reset it over the phone all the time. I hadn't even thought about that.
A lot of people on the Jersey Shore have not had their phones replaced since the storm because they said phone lines are outdated. I think that's a dangerous precedent, frankly.
I do, too.
Not a good idea. Coming up on 59 past the hour on Good Day.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can have it all now, dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's biggest back to school sale Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.